Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 497.
On Now You Know. So Tesla pointed out during their Q2 earnings call that Q2 was a seminal point in Tesla's history, the beginning of our transition from leading the electric vehicle and renewable energy industries to also becoming a leader in AI, robotics, and related services.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
So Tesla had three big achievements this quarter. Tesla launched their robotaxi service in Austin. Tesla delivered their first customer vehicle fully autonomously.
And Tesla deployed their first megapacks from Megafactory Shanghai in this quarter. Tesla also had reduced total revenue in Q2, down 12% year over year to $22.5 billion.
And free cash flow was $146 million, down 89% year over year.
But Tesla has $36.7 billion of cash in the bank, which is up 20% year over year.
Okay, so why is Tesla's revenue so much lower?
Well, Tesla reported five factors: decline in vehicle deliveries, lower regulatory credit revenue, because remember, the credits are going away, reduced vehicle average selling price, decline in energy generation and storage revenue due to lower average selling price, but there was a growth in services and other.
And what's Tesla's operating margin in Q2?
It was down, actually. It decreased 42% year over year to $0.9 billion, resulting in a 4.1% operating margin.
So why did profitability drop?
Well, Tesla said in their earnings call that lower regulatory credit revenue, increase in operating expenses, decline in vehicle deliveries, increase in SBC, but there was decrease in restructuring charges, lower cost per vehicle, and growth in energy generation and storage gross profit. But there was some good news here. This is the current installed annual vehicle capacity chart. And it's not just that Tesla is up to 2.35 million vehicles per year of current run rate, but we see down the bottom,
Tesla Semi is in construction and Roadster is in design development.
Woohoo! Finally working on the Roadster. And before we continue though, have you checked your fire extinguishers lately?
I just found that this one was flat the other day. So, as a public service announcement, check your fire extinguishers.
And while you're at it, pick up an EVject Escape Connector 2.0. I don't leave the driveway without mine because you never know where you're going to be charging and what's going to happen while you're plugged in.
And hey, I hope you never need it, just like a fire extinguisher. But just like a fire extinguisher, it's a must-have for peace of mind and your family's safety.
Whether it's a bear or a fire or a scary person, if you need to get away quick when you're charging, there's no other solution.
Yeah, the Escape Connector allows you to drive away without getting out of your EV to unplug.
So get yours now at EVject.com. Use our NYK promo code to save 20% for a limited time.
You know, it's important to be prepared, so pick one up today. Okay, we can regurgitate the financial numbers from Tesla's Q2 earnings call all we want, but I think it's more interesting to ask, what did we really learn from the Tesla earnings call?
Okay, well, for one thing, Elon admitted that the cat is out of the bag on the new, more affordable model. What we got from what Tesla said in their report is that they had their first builds of their more affordable model in June with volume production planned for later this year.
I know, but what is the new affordable model?
Well, one of the financial analysts asked that during the call.
I'd like to ask for a little bit more detail about the lower cost model that you talked about having, I think, started production in the first half, but you said we'll ramp later. At the last analyst day, as I recall, you talked about some aspects of this, like two-thirds or three-quarters reduction in silicon carbide and not using rare earths in the motor and perhaps other cost downs. You also had this unboxed architecture that I think you said would not be part of this sort of interim approach. Can you update us on what we should expect this thing to actually look like?
Well, we won't get into the looks because...
Yeah, it's like a Model Y. Yeah. Leave the cat out of the bag there. Dancing cat that can sing and dance, but it can talk and sing and dance, though. That's the cool part.
So the new affordable model will just be a Model Y?
All right. Conjecture time. Hey, yeah, conjecture time. I believe Tesla doesn't want to have to retool to make an entirely new model. Also, Elon probably doesn't want to nerf the battery pack and make a model with like a tiny range just to get the price down. What we're seeing in China right now is that Tesla just released the Model Y L, which is that 6-seat version that is 7 inches longer. This shows that Tesla wants to stick with the Model Y because it's so popular and just make more variants of it. So I think what the plan was all along was to offer a Model Y that can be put on the Tesla Robotaxi network. Maybe it'll have the new AI 5 hardware. Maybe it'll be drive-by-wire with a disappearing steering wheel and pedals. Or maybe it won't have a steering wheel at all, like Cybercab.
That sounds more expensive to do.
Right. But I think Tesla will be selling it as a car that you can put on the Robotaxi network, which means it'll earn you money, thereby lowering the actual cost.
Really? That's going to be Tesla's new affordable model?
I think when we all heard about this new $25,000 Tesla model back in September of 2020, remember it was at Battery Day, we saw a little icon of it under a sheet. And everyone immediately leaped onto this idea that it would be a smaller car with maybe less range, and they all started drawing what they wanted it to look like. Elon doesn't want to make a Chevy Bolt or a Nissan Leaf. He just wants to get the price down so more people can afford Teslas.
How do you do that?
You can make a smaller nerfed car, or you can make a great car like the Model Y, but make it a robo-taxi that earns money every week. The problem that Tesla has had is that all these plans were hitched to the robo-taxi network launching. Now that it has launched, Tesla has to get it scaled up pretty fast. Elon did say during the call, Tesla will be increasing the size of the Austin robo-taxi service area by 10x. Bigger and longer, he said, in about 2 weeks.
So, August?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Now, we're going to talk more about the $25,000 Tesla on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if I agree with you.
All right.
All right, what else do we learn from the Tesla earnings call?
We learned what we already knew, that the next phase of Tesla's growth as a company depends on autonomy. When the Goldman Sachs analyst asked Tesla about pricing and the FSD take rate, Elon admitted that the next few quarters could be challenging for Tesla from a financial traditional car sales point of view. Elon said Q4, Q1 of 2026, and even Q2 of next year could be challenging, but that by the second half of next year, when robotaxi revenue starts becoming substantive to Tesla's financials, Tesla's economics will become very compelling, he said.
So has Tesla's FSD take rate improved at all? I know that it was very low back when Tesla was charging $10,000 and $12,000. I think it went up to $15,000 for it.
Yeah, according to Tesla CFO Vaibhav Taneja, when FSD 12 came out, the FSD take rate started going up and is now 25% better than it was.
That still doesn't tell us much.
True. I think the number of Tesla owners who have purchased or subscribed to FSD Supervised is still fairly low. Elon admitted that half of all Tesla owners have never used FSD even once. And that's when they gave free trials of it.
I think they still do to new owners. I mean, this is a really tough problem to solve. As we know very well, because we've watched the evolution of FSD, it is very hard to get your brain, which is used to driving the car, to give up control and let the car drive you.
Right. It just doesn't make sense to our brains. Why do I have a steering wheel in front of me if I'm not supposed to use it?
So many people just ignore that FSD is a thing.
That is why the cyber cab is going to be so important, I think. There are no driver controls in there. It just tells your brain, this is a ride. This is like getting on a ride at an amusement park or a ski gondola or a train where you get in, you sit down, you relax until you're at your destination.
All right, what else did we learn from the earnings call?
Elon admitted that they have been so focused on Robotaxi in Austin that they are months behind on FSD supervised releases to the rest of us. But he did say that the next FSD release will be a step change improvement with almost 10x the number of parameters and should be coming to a Tesla near you in Q3, which is the current quarter. Elon also reminded us that the Model Y is still the best-selling car in the world. In fact, it is now the best-selling car in Turkey, for instance, which is a new market for Tesla that just started in April of 2023.
Although they didn't discuss India. Now that Tesla has entered the India market, this could be very fruitful in a couple of years.
Exactly. I think they're going to wait to talk about that until the Q3 earnings call because they didn't officially launch it till Q3. But I totally agree with you. Going into new countries is always good for Tesla in terms of sales. So that should be really strong. Elon was also proud to talk about the Tesla Diner, saying it has gotten worldwide attention and is, quote, a shining beacon of hope in an otherwise bleak urban landscape. I think what we're seeing is an evolution of the Tesla showroom into the Tesla Diner.
What?
Well, think about it. Tesla Diner has pretty much everything a Tesla showroom has and more. It has the Tesla cars, but here at the diner, you get to see how real people use supercharging, for instance. Real Tesla owners that you can talk to and ask questions to. There's an Optimus robot serving popcorn so people can see what the next Tesla product will be. Megapacks are on site helping to keep the juice flowing to those 80 supercharger stalls so customers are exposed to batteries like Powerwalls that can be installed in their homes.
I think it's a really good point. I hope that Tesla can... I mean, is your idea that basically instead of opening Tesla showrooms...
I mean, I think they'll still have showrooms, but I think this is like also, a mega showroom.
Right, because the showrooms are more like a delivery center.
Right, you have questions and that kind of thing.
And like, it's great that the cars are sitting there, but usually people are maybe about to pull the trigger. I've seen a lot of people pull the trigger in the showroom,
right?
But it's usually also at like a service center. And it's usually kind of busy and packed. So you're thinking that a Tesla diner is essentially another form of a showroom, so to speak.
I mean, how cool would it be if you had service centers also at the Tesla diner so that while you're getting your brakes worked on, you could just go have a burger?
It's not a bad idea. I mean, it's very much like there's big car dealers. You know how you have like a local car dealer and there's the small one and then there's the big one and they're like, and we got a movie theater in the back. And you're like, I'm going to watch a movie at the car dealer? And it's like, we got coffee, we got snacks, we got all sorts of things for the family to do. And you're like, why? And it's because you got to keep people entertained while they're thinking about buying a car. This just happens to be an actual restaurant. But okay, what else?
Well, we learned that Optimus version 3, which is being developed as we speak, should have prototypes by the end of this year. Sounds like we'll actually be seeing them on stage at the Tesla shareholder meeting in November. Tesla will start to scale production next year of Optimus, and although Elon said it's hard to be accurate about production numbers in the first couple of years, he is confident, he said, that Tesla will reach 1 million units per year run rate in 60 months.
Okay, so at least a million Optimus robots a year by the summer of 2030.
Elon continued to say multiple times during the call, as he has said multiple times before, that if Tesla executes well, it'll be the most valuable company in the world.
What about the whole Tesla investing in XAI thing?
That question was asked as a Say.com question, but the Tesla team refused to answer it directly. Elon did say that shareholders could make proposals at the shareholder meeting if they want.
I guess that was a wink wink.
I think so.
Okay.
So go ahead and write up your proposals. And there are a bunch of other tidbits that we are going to talk about today over on Patreon bonus stories and Investor Club bonus stories.
So be sure to join us over on Patreon so you don't miss anything that was revealed during the earnings call last night.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And of course, it has something to do with the Tesla diner. Fifteen Cybertrucks just gave the first light show at the Tesla Diner in Hollywood, California.
We'll play the whole thing over on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us over there.
But I was just looking closely at all the Cybertrucks. Mm. I didn't see one Cybertruck with a light bar yet. And I figured, look how fancy those all are. They have MOLLE panels and fog lights and stuff and wraps. So, I mean, these would be the guys that would have light bars. And yet, where's our light bar?
Right. It came with the Foundation series, but it didn't come with it.
No.
It's supposed to come just like a whole bunch of other things, which we haven't gotten yet.
All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you over there to talk more about what happened on the earnings call. All right. We're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for our shout outs. These are important people to keep the show going. Who do we got, Jess?
We've got Barbara Potts.
We've got Andrew Kaptarian.
Mark and Suzanne Percy.
Jamie Cause.
And Melissa Lucarelli.
Thank you so much for keeping the show going. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said the XAI goal is 50 million units of H100 equivalent AI compute, but much better power efficiency online within 5 years.
Wow. Brian S. says, does Grok Voice use 11 labs or is it proprietary?
And Elon said, we made it.
So it's proprietary.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Elon said 230,000 GPUs, including 30,000 GB200s, are operational for training Grok XAI in a single supercluster called Colossus 1. Inference is done by our cloud providers. At Colossus 2, the first batch of 550,000 GB200s and GB300s, also for training, start going online in a few weeks. As Jensen Wang has stated, XAI is unmatched in speed. It's not even close. Little shout out there to NVIDIA, where you're getting your chips from. New York Times posted breaking news speaker Mike Johnson said he would shut down the House until September to block a vote on calling for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Elon says there's only one reason to avoid voting on releasing the Epstein files.
Save America guy said Grok 4 is slow today.
Elon said heavy load, fixing.
Disclosed TV said just in, Trump administration seeks new partners for Golden Dome, including Jeff Bezos's Jupiter as alternatives to Musk's SpaceX, Reuters said.
Elon says federal acquisition regulations require using the best provider at the best price. Anything else would be breaking law.
So Sammy here is talking about the Tesla diner, and he said the milk and dairy are not only organic, but fresh from Strauss Farms in Northern California, which is all grass-fed and lightly pasteurized and not homogenized.
Elon said, we put a lot of effort into using truly organic ingredients from farms that we have visited.
Secretary Kennedy said, our findings show that hospitals allowed the organ procurement process to begin when patients showed signs of life, and this is horrifying. Yeah, so they were, what, taking organs from people that were going to live?
Yeah, because of this news, I've actually removed myself from the organ donor list.
I don't blame you.
I don't want to be in an accident and be able to recover, but then be killed to harvest my organs. No, thank you. And Elon posted with the exclamation mark.
Wow. This news came in that Google agrees to delete users' incognito browsing data in a lawsuit settlement. And Elon said, wait, Google saved all my incognito browsing history? Yes.
And Elon said they did. Dang.
Andrew Caparthy said, love this. And he's talking about the Tesla diner, supercharger diner, but really kind of exhibit for the future, plotting a road trip from San Francisco to LA to charge Shadowfax his car.
Elon said, Andre, my long lost brother, let us work together again.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Nikita Bierra says, current state of the medical establishment, brought a friend to the ER for a high fever, put their symptoms into Grok. Grok told me to ask for 4 tests. Doctor said one of them is unnecessary. I insisted we do them all. Test came back positive on the one he didn't want to do.
Elon said, always check with Grok.
Dr. Grok to you. Elon says we're bringing back Vine, but in AI form.
Interesting.
All right, let's see what we got for Supercharger reviews.
I'm at the 28 stall version 3 Supercharger at Canfaran Mall in San Bruno. This is a very popular Supercharger. When I arrived, there was just one stall available, but charging is fast and turnover is quick. 16 stalls are on one side of this entrance road. And stalls are located on the other side, so be sure to check both sides if you can't find a spot. There are also 8 level 2 chargers located adjacent to the 8 supercharger side, in case you're going to be here for a while. There's a JCPenney, a large department store, a bookstore, and a number of other stores inside the mall. I'll rate this a 7 out of 10. It's got a lot of stalls, it's got an interesting location with a lot of stores, but it can be very crowded, and there is a lot of noise from airplanes if you're just hanging about.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Ed. I'm on a road trip from Tucson to San Diego in my 2018 Model 3, and I've stopped at the Dateland, Arizona. As you can see, there are 40, that's 40, supercharging stalls, and I am the only one here. So there's plenty of room if somebody's on their way in this part, neck of the woods or desert. And it even has a trailer pass-through charging station, which is very nice. For amenities, there is the Dateland Travel Center at that beige building, which has a couple of fast food restaurants and a big convenience store with including restrooms. And as you can see, it's just off of Interstate 8, which is right there behind the gas station. So this gets points for having 40 version 3 superchargers and being not busy, but their only amenities here are just right here. So I guess on the new scale, I'd give it about a 5. Thanks, and now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We got a map on our website where you can upload yours and see everybody else's. So if you're planning a road trip and you're like, is that a good place to go walk Fido? You can actually go check it out because people took out their cameras and they showed it.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget to click subscribe. It really helps us out.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Now you know.